presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. When we left Jungle Jim Bradley and his friend Peter Hawkins last week, their caravan had just entered a small pass which they hoped would lead them into the territory where Hawkins' son Ronnie was last seen. Unknown to them, Bhutan and his men were waiting for them in ambush. And as soon as their caravan entered the pass, Bhutan gave the order to fire. So we left our friends fighting for their lives against the men of the Tiger's Claw. Back in the native village on the other side of the Great Plain, Shanghai Lil conferred with Dr. Carstairs, the British Secret Service agent. Carstairs told Shanghai Lil of a caravan that was being ambushed that day in Dumba Pass, and Lil, fearing for Jungle Jim, wanted to leave immediately and go to the rescue. Meanwhile, at the northern end of the pass, Myra Trent's crippled plane crashed, killing her pilot. Then Myra started back through the pass on foot, hoping to meet Jungle Jim Safari. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. When Bhutan's men opened fire on Jungle Jim, the natives in his party deserted, hoping to escape from the trap. Jungle Jim, Peter Hawkins, and Kolo are crouched behind the body of one of their elephants.
They've stopped firing on this side, Peter.
Good. We've driven them away, Governor.
I wish that we had, Peter, but there isn't a chance. There were too many.
What, you mean it's a trick?
Probably. There's nothing we can do now but wait. Where are the rest of the natives, Kolo?
They go, Tuan. They run away.
Oh, the poor devils. They'll all be shot down like dogs.
Look out, Governor.
Oh, that was close, Peter.
Yeah.
Nearly got me that time. We've got to keep down behind the body of this elephant until Bhutan shows his hand. The rocks will protect us from the back.
Oh, if we could only see the blighters.
Oh, they'll have to show themselves soon, Peter. It will be dark in a couple of hours. We'll have a chance to escape from these rocks.
Yes, but they've got us, Governor. Our natives are gone. Our elephants is dead. We've no stores.
Don't worry about that now, Peter. There's a good-sized village about a day's travel ahead. We can only reach there.
Tuan Jim.
What?
See, high up on the rock.
There's someone up there waving.
I see him.
Give me the glasses, Peter.
Yeah, Governor.
Keep your head down now.
Look out, it's a blooming trick.
No, I don't think so. That's a woman up there. Yes, it's a woman, all right. And there's something familiar about her appearance.
What, you mean you know her?
Peter, we may be in luck. I'm not sure, but that looks like Myra Trent up there.
Blimey.
And if it is, she must have some sort of a party with her.
Yes, but what about Bhutan?
I don't think he'll see her. They're too busy watching us. But if we could only make sure. Peter, I've got an idea.
What is it?
Cole and I'll stay here and keep firing.
Yes?
That'll attract attention. And you can slip through the rocks behind us and make your way up the side of the pass.
A blinking clever move, Governor.
And if she has any men with her, you can lead them around behind Bhutan and surprise them from the rear.
Good.
But if it should turn out that the woman is not Myra Trent, you'll have to judge the situation yourself and make your own decision.
Don't worry about me, Governor. I can take care of myself. Now, here goes.
Good, Peter, and good luck.
Okay, Governor.
Come on, Kolo. We'll start firing again. We haven't much time.
Ready, Tuan.
All right, Kolo. Hawkins got away, all right. I don't think that they saw him.
Tuan, there, one.
I see him.
Oh, Tuan! Tuan, you hit! Oh.
I'm all right. Keep firing, Kolo. We've got to keep them watching us until Hawkins gets away.
Oh. Tuan, Jim. Keep. Oh, Kolo. Tuan, you hurt bad.
We've got to keep them away, Kolo. It's up to you now, Kolo.
Tuan. Oh. Tuan, Jim.
While the battle is going on in the pass, Shanghai Lil is arguing with Dr. Carstairs back in the native village.
Oh, we've been talking long enough, Doc. I'm going.
But, Mr. Vreel, you don't understand.
Come back.
Listen, I understand one thing. There's a party of white men being ambushed in Dumba Pass. Now it's up to us to do something.
A very noble idea, but you overlook the fact that it's impossible to reach there in less than 10 or 12 hours.
You have a plane, haven't you?
We can't help by flying over them. There's no place to land. I suggest you sit down and wait for information. Our suspicions may be wrong.
I suppose we'll just wait here for a newspaper extra. Dr. Carr says you make me sick.
Perhaps, but I'm not as helpless as you seem to think, Mr. Reed. I have 3 trusted native scouts out. One of them should return shortly.
And in the meantime... Oh, all right, I'll sit down and wait, will you?
In our position, it's better not to act hastily.
Maybe. But I like results, Doc, and you don't get them sitting down. Well, what's your plan?
Now, let's have a look at the map again.
All right.
Now, we know definitely that Bhutan's headquarters are located here, at this point in the hills.
And that's not more than half day's march beyond Dumba Pass.
Right.
Have any of our people made their way into that territory?
Many agents have gone there, Mr. Reel, but none has ever returned.
Were they all men?
Yes, they were all men. What are you thinking?
Only that perhaps a woman might succeed.
I see your point. You think that a pretty girl might succeed where men had failed.
Exactly. I don't wish to appear conceited, but I have confidence in my ability.
And are you willing to take the chance?
Chance is my middle name, Doc. Well, I'm willing to wait here for reports from your men until tomorrow morning. But if we haven't heard anything by then, I'm starting.
I'm not sure that I shall allow you.
You can't stop me. I must remind you that it was merely suggested that I report to you for any information which you might have. I'm not under your orders, Dr. Carstairs.
Of course. I was only thinking of you.
Shanghai Lil can do her own thinking.
Very well. But how do you propose to get into the territory of the Tiger's Claw?
Here's the plan. You have a plane.
Yes.
All right, Doc. I want it.
But, Mr. Reel, that plane belongs to the British government. I can't let you have it without authority.
Never mind the authority, Doc. The lives of white men are at stake. And if you know what's good for you, you'll turn that plane over to me and do it quick.
Very well. I'll place it at your disposal and also furnish you with a native pilot.
That won't be necessary. If you let me have the plane, I'll pilot it myself. And I'll crack up in Bhutan's camp.
Crack up, Mr. Reel?
Oh, I won't hurt myself much, if that's what you're thinking. I know how to smack a crate down so that it looks like a real accident.
What?
Don't you get it, Doc? If I walk in there, they'll be suspicious. I wouldn't be able to get anything.
Yes.
But if I crack up, I'm just another darn fool woman. By playing dumb, I can get all the information we need.
Very well. I'll furnish the plane, and the rest is up to you.
Good. And don't worry about Shanghai Lil.
Quick, get back on your cot and cover up. You don't want anyone to know you're not injured.
Okay. Let him in.
Pardon, sire.
What's the meaning of this interruption, Buna? I told you to stand guard.
Sire, one of our men has returned.
One of the runners back? What information did he bring?
A caravan has been butchered in Dumba Pass, sire.
What'd you say? A caravan has been butchered?
Yes, ma'am, sire. None escaped.
Were there any white men in the party?
Yes, ma'am, sire. There were 2 white travelers.
Jungle Jim Bradley.
Your friend?
I don't know, Doc. Are you sure of your fact, boy?
Yes, ma'am, sire. Caravan entered pass. There was fight. Only Bhutan's men came out.
By Jove, this looks bad, Mr. Reel.
Come on, Doc. We're going to Dumba Pass. If Jungle Jim Bradley has been killed, Bhutan is going to pay for it.
Meanwhile, high in the rocks of Dumba Pass, Peter Hawkins worked his way toward the solitary figure of a woman.
Restraint.
You there? Where are you?
Here, Miss Trent. Quick, down behind these rocks.
Mr. Hawkins.
There's no time to talk, Miss Trent. We need help. Where's your men?
I haven't any. My plane crashed. My pilot was killed.
What do you mean? You're alone?
Yes, I saw your caravan as I passed over. Then someone shot my plane down. What's happened?
Oh. You see, miss, the governor suspected an ambush before we entered the pass.
Well, then why didn't you turn back?
Well, before we had time, Bhutan's men had cut off our retreat.
But what happened to all your native boys?
Now, when the shooting started, they ran away to save their own lives.
Oh, awful.
Die, you can't depend on these native blighters.
Maybe they've gone for help.
No, miss, I'm afraid not. Bhutan's men picked them off as fast as they shoved themselves.
If we don't do something quickly, Jungle Jim will be killed.
I'm afraid so. You were our last hope, Miss Trent. Our men have been killed and only Jim and Kolu left.
Where are they?
Down there, trapped.
Oh, Mr. Hawkins, we must do something.
Yes, I'm afraid. There's something we can do, Miss Trent.
But we just can't stand here. Oh, if I'd only got to Jungle Jim before this happened. They may be killed.
How did you get here?
I found out the Bhutan was following you. That's why I left Mandalay.
Listen. Listen. They've stopped shooting. Here, let's have your glasses.
Does that mean they've been... Oh, I can't see it. Can you see anything?
No, not a thing.
We've got to go down there. He may be injured.
Wait. I've got a better plan, Miss Trent. We'll see if we can't get around the back of Bhutan.
And surprise him?
Well, it might work. Keep your head down. Here, come this way.
We haven't heard a shot in 2 or 3 minutes. Oh, I hope we're not too late.
Oh, there's some hope. The governor and Kolu were in a safe spot. Of course, that devil Bhutan may be waiting for him to show his hand.
Look, there's someone coming. They're on horses.
There, behind the rocks. It's Bhutan. They're going to a new position. Watch out that they don't see us.
They're coming closer.
No, I don't think they'll come this far. Probably turn to get on the other side of the governor.
But they're not turning. See, they're coming right toward us.
Lie flat. Don't talk.
They're bound to see us if they don't turn. Look, one of them is Bhutan.
Blimey, you're right.
Oh, it's all over. Jungle Jim's been killed. Listen.
What has happened? Was Jungle Jim's wound fatal? And what about Myra Trent and Hawkins? Will they be captured? The adventures you have just heard will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the laughable situations in which Skippy finds himself, the sorrowful ones that Jiggs creates in trying to fool Maggie, and the troubles of the captain and the Katzenjammer kid. There's also the Little King, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, Flash Gordon, and many, many others. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim. Mm-hmm.